Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, yesterday we had a conversation around what we were responding to on social media and so on, and we tried very quickly to try and get some sort of clarity on the IEC's page dashboard, which looked slightly different to what people had been seeing for some time. Now, we did a little bit of some explanation, but we thought it's apt for the IEC to come through and let them do that explanation themselves. Maweto Musiri, he's an IEC Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, on the line with us. Thank you very, very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and good evening to your listeners.
The IEC saw it apt to send out a press briefing, press statement earlier on today, and to reach out to the broader public to try and explain further on what exactly had changed with the dashboard that everybody was discussing yesterday. You have all the platform.
Certainly, the dashboard looks different, and what we have explained in our release is that the change took effect around the 5th and the 7th of June. This was at the time we were gazetting the final allocation of seats, and what was important for us to correct on the dashboard is that it must reflect the seat calculation as it is in terms of our prescript, to show that to allocate the national compensatory seats, you have to combine all valid votes for the region as well as the national ballot per party in order that you can allocate the national compensatory seat. So what you would see is almost a times two of the numbers you had seen, because that is the correct process of allocating those seats.
But the key thing here is the almost, not quite times two, almost.
Almost, because we are aware that there are voters who voted differently on each ballot. Although most voters kept the same political party on all three of their ballots, but there are those who may vote differently. Also, there's a likelihood that another voter may have spoiled their ballot, either for the region or the national. So it will never be a one-for-one or like-for-like in terms of those ballots.
So was there a slight error then in what the dashboard had actually presented at some point?
Not necessarily an error, because what we were showing then is the exact number of votes the party got from the national ballot. But realizing that you can't, when you are showing the final allocation of seats, only show what they got for the national ballot. You've got to show what they got from all the regions as well as the national ballot. So it's merely an alignment of the seat allocation and calculation process.
So the message really directed at everybody listening who has been questioning this is that, what's your message actually?
Hello, I lost you there.
Yeah, I'm saying perhaps then clarify the message then for those who are questioning some of these numbers as the IEC. What then becomes your official message now going forward?
Official message is still the same. The seat allocation as we announced it on the 2nd of June remains the seat allocation. What we show on the 5th, from the 5th of June to now, which most people became aware of yesterday, is still the same seat allocation with a correctly aligned calculation process, which is this. We first allocate regional seats based on what the party gets in that regional ballot. when we allocate the national compensatory seat, it must compensate a party based on its voter support. So if a party generally gets 10% of the voter support throughout the country, but in the regions they actually got seats worth 5% of their votes. So when we allocate the national compensatory, we look at what they haven't got from regions to allocate to make that final allocation of 5. And we needed to show all of those numerics because they were indeed people who were interested in the detail of the numbers and hence the showing of those numbers.
All right. Thank you very much. The IEC's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer, Mawethu Moseri. And that's sort of the official statement there from the IEC as they have presented to everybody. So if there are any more questions, I suppose you can send us a tweet. We will forward those. But I suppose at the moment, everybody now is on the same page about what exactly that dashboard was trying to explain. It's 8 minutes after 9.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.